Hello, there we go. So I'm David Mulder, I work at SUSE. It's my first time at Samba XP, so I thought I'd introduce myself a little bit. Oh yeah, I've got this thingy. So I'm a married, father of four. Interesting thing about me, I attended seminary, and I'm also a lay minister at home. I attended Utah Valley University, where I got my computer science degree. While I was in school, I interned at SUSE. Started off on there in doing QA at SUSE. Eventually moved on and worked at Ventilla, which is apparently a bad word to some people here. Also worked as an adjunct computer science professor. At Ventilla, I worked on authentication services and their group policy projects. At that time, it was at Dell, and it's no longer Dell. I don't know where they are right now. And a few months ago, I started at SUSE working on the Samba team. So some credit for this group policy project that I've been working on. Luke Morrison is a student who started this project, Google Summer of Code. He wrote most of it and it submitted a giant patch to the mailing list in 2014 is when he wrote this. Garmin Sam kind of picked it up for a while, cleaned it up, fixed some bugs, and then I've started doing the same. I've added a couple of new features, and most of this talk here, I'm going to be talking about my plans and my my ideas of what I'd like to add. There's a lot that needs to be fixed still also. So basic outline, talk about the future of the project, what I'm currently working on, what I'm going to work on. So basically, what is group policy? Some of you know, I don't know that all of you do. It's you create a group policy on a Windows server using the group policy management console, and it basically just lays files down onto your sysfall share that contains settings, system settings that are to be distributed to the clients. So clients and servers read those files and parse them, parse out the settings, and then apply them to the machines. That's basically it. So I'll talk the design of the project. So Luke added this script called Samba GPO Update. It's called periodically by the SBD daemon. Basically, it chooses a server, opens an SMB connection to the server, to the sysfall share, gets a list of the GPOs, which right now it's not doing it correctly. I need to fix this. It doesn't follow the spec. Right now, it's just reading off a list of the GUIDs of the GPOs from the share. But there's a protocol that's a method for doing this anyway. And then it calls what's called a group policy extension on each GPO, and then it has a specific order it's supposed to call them in. I'm not sure that it's calling them in the correct order right now, so something else that needs to be fixed. So group policy extensions just map the settings that it finds on the sysfall. It maps them to Samba settings or other settings on the system. It parses them and transforms them to, and then applies them to the local machine. For example, this is the stuff that Luke added. It transforms the system access policies. Minimum maximum password age have to be converted to a Unix timestamp so they can be inserted in the Samba database, but then the minimum password length and the complexity are stored in the same way, so it just applies them directly. Dependent projects. So obviously doing GPO work heavily depends on SysFall replication working. We can do workarounds for now. It reads the connection the group policy data via the SysVol. So it's important that that connection be working. I talked to Stefan a few months ago, and he said that we're still a few months away from completing this, assuming someone has started, which I think no one has. So once it's started, we're a few months away from this working. But yeah, for now we can just use workarounds. I posted a link to to a script I wrote that just quick workaround pulling down the group policy objects. It only replicates GPOs, it doesn't do anything else. Anyway. So current work. We need much better testing. Right now there is pretty much no testing. In the Google Summer of Code project, he pretty much overlooked any kind of testing at all. He wrote some scripts that dumped out the responses from the SysVol so that he could visually inspect it to see if it worked. But it wasn't integrated into the torture suite at all. I've since added one test, which a few of you have seen, and we need a lot more. I wrote we needed to test the Python bindings, but actually yesterday I ripped out most of the Python bindings that were added because they don't work anyway. So those need to be rewritten. So that's another big part of piece. Kerberos policies. This is something that we did at Ventilla, so I thought I'd shove this in. I added a section to the security settings in the GPT, or in the group policy extension to map Kerberos policies to ticket lifetime, renew lifetime, and the clock skew, so that those get applied to the system. One problem I've run into is that Python doesn't have a module that can parse a KRB5 conf file. So I've written one by myself, but it would be nice if there was some standard way of doing that. Future work. This is where most of the information is. I'd like to be able to do GPO creation. Luke from his project, he mentioned that we could probably do this. I think he overestimated how easy it would be. I've looked into this before actually, and there are some pieces that are proprietary. We may or may not be able to do this easily. Might require a lot of tinkering and guessing, which we can do. I'd like to add a lot more extensions. Obviously, there's barely anything there now. The GPOs currently are supplying tons of settings that we don't take advantage of, and some of them are more critical. Like it supplies firewall settings, startup scripts, and like application preferences aren't that critical. But we could translate some of the settings, like if somebody pushes down Windows Explorer settings, we could apply them to Nautilus or something like that. But we should probably prioritize what we put in there. I would think security-related settings would be more important, for sure. I'd like to add client machine and user policies. Right now we only have server policies being applied. I was thinking I'd add another layer. So right now we've got the GPO update script that applies settings just to the server. I'd like to add another script that's called by WinBind that can reach out to the SysVol and apply settings straight to client machines. It'd be similar to the stuff that's already there. Another thing, this isn't something that I'd be really interested in doing, but some people mentioned this, that they'd like to have this, is MAC policies. You can use group policy to push down MAC profiles. And I've actually done this before. I'll show you a little bit in a minute. But I did this at Ventilla, where we pushed out what's called a mobile config file, and it applies system settings to MAC machines. And so if you had WinBind running on a Mac, you could apply all sorts of settings. There's policies for just about everything. You can change the background picture, and you can set security settings, and you can set all sorts of user policies. One thing about that is I'm not sure that there are any Mac server settings that you would apply, so this would really only apply to user or machine settings. The other thing I thought about was that a lot of customers already have infrastructure in place from various vendors. Ventilla, for example, and also there's Centrify and Likewise. They push out XML files to the sysvol for applying Unix and Linux settings, which we could take advantage of. I mean, if they're already there, we could parse them and apply them to our own machines via WinBind, and but we could also translate those settings into a new infrastructure for Samba, and we could create our own policies. So I was thinking I'd create some kind of interface that allowed us to a command line interface that allowed us to create policies and apply XML, but the same way, apply these XML files to the sysvol that clients can read and apply Linux settings to their boxes. For example, you apply syslogs configuration or crontab. One problem that the code has right now is that it doesn't clean up after itself. We call that tattooing. So we apply the policies to a box, but if you remove the GPO, it's supposed to remove those settings afterwards, and it doesn't right now. It just lays the policies down, and there's no way to undo that. So I'll need to implement some kind of store to hold the history. I figured I'd use a TDB file and just store the settings history, and that way we can revert if a policy is unapplied. GPO manipulation. So manipulating existing GPOs is easy. That's one thing that I could do right away. Creating them is harder, but manipulating existing GPOs is fairly simple. So I was thinking I'd create a command line interface that will modify existing policies. Probably the same interface will eventually be able to create policies. And I also want to create a GUI. I was thinking either ncurses or YAST. I know a lot of people aren't a big fan of YAST, but that's what we use at SUSE. So. And also something some people were saying yesterday when I was talking about this, so I added it to the slide. Some people have said that it would be useful to have some kind of overall view of what the group policies are doing, because the GPMC doesn't do anything like this. Doesn't let you compare and see where you have duplicate policies, or where you have conflicting policies. So it'd be nice to be able to see some kind of overall view and be able to delete policies that are irrelevant or duplicates. And now I wanted to do a demo, except that my computer will not show on the big screen, so we'll just kind of have to huddle around, I guess, if you want to see. Otherwise, we can do questions and then I'll do the demo. So any questions? Yeah. Oh, yeah.
With regard to undoing the tattooing or avoiding the tattooing, have you thought about implementing layers there? Because it's like we do it at Univention with a registry type of thing, and Windows does it, I think, the same way with the current control set, so you can throw away the things more easily and not fiddle with individual settings.
So layers is in you store the all of the previous settings. That's what I was planning to do. Yeah, exactly like that. From my experience, that's what we did at Ventilla, was that you have a history kept of all of the changes, and then if you unapply one GPO, then it will go down to the one previous to that, and you can eventually roll back to no GPOs applied, and it will go back to the way it was prior to any changes being made. I assume that's what you meant. Did that answer your question?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or perhaps you could even use ETC Keeper.
I'm not familiar with that.
It's just like a git of your / etc.
Oh, okay.
So it's like a system approach to a development problem.
Okay. All right. Well, then I'll come sit over here, I guess, and I'll show you my demo. Oh, there we go. So I wish this would work on the big screen, but we'll do the best I can here. So I've already got a domain controller set up, and I'll just come sit over here, I guess. Oh, you know what? I could SSH into my laptop from yours. Maybe that would work.
It's all command line.
Okay. So now we have the sysvol replicated, and that's the script that the Samba daemon is already calling this. I think I've set it to every 15 minutes right now to pull down policies, and so there it just prints out. I print out debug. So these are the settings that it applied, and we can open up the GPT INI file and look at the GPO. So this INI file tells us the version of the number of changes on the GPO. And then if we go, or is it a machine, I think? There it is. And then this GPT template file has all those settings that we just applied. So for example, we ignore the Unicode stuff. I don't know. Maybe there's something we could do with that. I don't know. So under the system access policies, so here we have the system access policies, and we've got the minimum password age, maximum password age. And that's where it's getting those settings from and where it applied them right here. And then also the Kerberos policies came from that same file. And we can change that. Now I need this one. Unfortunately, I can't show you. You won't be able to see me change that. But I'm going to open up the Group Policy Management Console. And I'm just going to open up the default domain policy, modify those settings. Okay. I just have to remember where the heck it's at.
Actually, you messed around with the Group Policy Management Console?
Yeah. A few of you have, yeah.
It can be pretty tedious.
There's a lot of stuff in here. I wish you could show you. I got 5 minutes. Okay. Here we go. I found the password policies. Okay, so I will... Somebody pick a number for minimum password length.
45.
I'm not sure we can set it to 45. No, the maximum is 14. Thanks, Microsoft.
Eleven.
Okay. Right now it's 7. So I just set it to 11 characters. Now I have to pull the sysvol back down again, since we're not. What's that? It's pretty long for a password. Yeah. My little script is a little slow. It hasn't died yet, that's good. Okay, it shouldn't be hung like that. Yeah, it's not working. If I kill it, then it won't pull it down. Here, I'll just... Whoa. Oh, it's very hung.
Yeah, it's probably stuck in the network stack somewhere.
Okay. There we go. I killed it. I'm just going to blow away the sysvol, so... varlib samba sysvol. That was not part of the demonstration that was supposed to work.
How big is it?
Not very big. You can sit down. It's fine. Oh, yeah, I told you I was going to tell you eventually, right? I guess you're done. Let's try this instead. Come on, die. Just mount it. It looks like it's having trouble with opening the share. I'm not sure if it'll mount either, if it'll ever die. What's that? Yeah. It wasn't easy getting it to work on the Wi-Fi. 3 minutes? Okay. There we go, it died. Okay. Well, that's not going to work.
Network troubles.
All right, well, you get the idea. It does work, I promise. All right, that's it for me.